All right, here we go.
Here we go.
You're gonna lead out, yeah?
Sure.
Get it.
You can find out all about the things that I do at my website, which is teamhopelifters.com. Why are you dying laughing?
Go ahead.
And you can also follow me on Instagram at teamhopelifters.
Do it.
That's where I film my stories and post all the things and all the reels and
the real reels.
That's right.
The for real reels.
The real reels.
That's right. you can head to traviscrutcher.com. All things podcast consulting, speaking, one-on-one coaching. That stuff's there. You know the drill. Head to teardownapparel.com. Buy cool shit. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's all the things.
Anything else?
That'll do it.
Without further
or do.
On with their show.
You can't go over it. And you can't go under it. You've got to tear it down.
All right, here we go.
Here we are.
So what we're talking about today, it's interesting because we were kind of like, oh, what are we going to talk about? And we had a bunch of different topics, and all of them kind of led us to this one overarching point. And that point being like, okay, so what's next?
Right, right. And then what?
And then what? And it's a question that, you know, it could touch every facet of existence, yes. Right? But what we wanted to key on today is kind of some start point phrases that you hear.
Right.
That they don't give you enough to really do shit with.
Right. They leave you with a lot of question marks and not a lot of guidance.
And you brought up one, mm-hmm. right, that we hear thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
And I know someone who used to say it a lot, and it fucking always drove me crazy because I knew they didn't know what's fucking next after this thing they said.
Right.
And so that being what you say it, because it's your thing.
the lie of... Just keep showing up.
Just show up.
Just keep showing up.
Just show up.
Like, okay, well, now I'm here, and what are we going to do with that?
And that's the thing, man. Like, I get the saying.
Yes.
Don't write into the show and be like, you dumbass, it means that's the start. Yeah, I know that's the start, right. Fuck nut.
But the thing is I think that's the start.
And that is, like, bare minimum for a decent pan, right?
Right.
That's not even going to get you a decent pan. That's going to get you, you know, Peter Panning, right? And so we were talking about that, like, the next step is do the fucking work.
Right.
Right. And so this like little trail of breadcrumbs of what's next is never ending.
Right.
You know, because it's like the show up, you know, we talked about how, yeah, you show up with your fucking pockets turned out and no goddamn skill set. Good luck.
Right. What it is, it's kind of this cycle of show up, do the work, show up, do the work, show up, do the work. You know, and it just keeps going and it keeps getting bigger. I think the thing with the show up is you start out with your pockets out. You don't really have anything to offer. You're just here to kind of figure it out. Like, do I enjoy this? Do I fit in here? Do I want to use my time to do this? But while that's happening, you're learning, you're finding a community, you're kind of leaning into what would the future look like. And that's the show up
portion. But that's, you know, what you just said is important because I think most people, when they espouse this just show up fucking nonsense, they don't even qualify what showing up means, right? Like showing up, like you're saying, is a learning experience. It's a vetting process for yourself. Is this worth my time? Like, so for example, you know, when I first started the business, I had to just show up in the space, right? I showed up and there was a community I was a part of for a while and I would just show up like, is this even something I'm into? Like, is this something I really want to pursue? But even in that, like you can't just show up and be a passive participant.
Right.
You've got to engage. You have to actually lean into whatever the fuck it is you're saying. Like you can't just walk into the fucking gym.
Right.
And through osmosis,
here I am.
Anything happened, right?
Give me the muscles.
That's just not how it works. Right. You have to be proactive in your show up.
Yes. It doesn't work in a relationship. You can't just keep ringing the doorbell of your girlfriend or boyfriend and expect that one day they're going to realize that you're madly in love with them and you want to get married and start a family.
What if they're trigender?
You know? I don't even know what that is.
I didn't until this morning. Go ahead.
You know, that showing up. It isn't enough to just stand there face to face and be like, well, I'm here.
Right.
Like, what are your intentions? What are you willing to do to show that you are committed?
I mean, that your analogy made me think of something. Like, what if the pizza guy showed up without your pizza? Right. He just showed up.
He just showed up.
I'm doing the first bit here. I'm showing up.
I'm here.
You showed up every day. You didn't bring one pizza guy.
Give me my pizza, though.
You didn't do anything to improve the situation or your standing.
Right.
Right? And that's what it is. And so in the showing up, you have to be intentional about, like, what is the intent? What do you even want to get out of this showing up?
Right.
What are you bringing to the table? What are you going to experiment with? What are you going to try while you show up to see if this new thing, whatever it is, this new endeavor, this new relationship, this new business, this new job is actually going to be a good fit?
Yes.
And then the next step that people miss and is the one that they think is, you know, instinctive, but it's the one that beats everyone's ass, and that's do the fucking work.
Right. Right. Well, I think, you know, it's like when you do show up and then you do find maybe some sort of mentor or someone and they're like, okay, so here's what I do. And they go through their little checklist and they're like, now you do the work. And you're like, okay, well, I can use your checklist. And so you start using someone else's checklist. You're like,
that doesn't work.
This isn't working. I don't want to get up at 3:30 in the morning, and I don't want to go to bed at 7 so I can get enough hours. You know, it's like, it doesn't work. So part of doing the work is figuring out what the work for you actually is.
And that's what's, you know, that's one of the hardest parts, right? And I work with clients around this idea all the time as far as back planning and how to make your schedule and what, you know, don't build yourself a life that you hate kind of thing. And that's the thing. You don't want to lean into something, show up for it, start doing the work, and it's just drudgery all the time. Like,
right.
So you have to be intentional about that part as well. Like what you're saying is once you identify what that first chunk of work is, how is it going to be best accomplished by you and still facilitate the life you want to live? Like, that's super important. But, you know, it is that notion of like still showing up in the work. You've got to fucking do it.
Right.
And you have to do it all the time.
Right.
It's not.
And as you're showing up and doing the work, you start to develop personally and you start to develop in the business or in the relationship or whatever the thing is that you've decided that you're going after. And as that's happening, you're putting in more work, and you're also finding these gaps, these things where it's like, okay, I don't really know how to do that. I don't know how to communicate this. I don't know how to create that spreadsheet, you know, whatever it is. And so now you're back to the top of showing up with someone who does know how to do the spreadsheet.
Right. Or, I will say that a lot of what I do daily for my business, shockingly, a large majority of it was carried over from the infantry.
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't think that, you know, these aren't the guys who are doing. Yeah. We're the guys doing stupid Excel spreadsheets and everything is fucking PowerPoint.
All the things.
You become a fucking Microsoft Office wizard in the infantry. And so a lot of those skills I've been able to carry over. But the reality is because of coming from that environment where you don't know something, you learn it. Right. And if no one knows, you fucking find the answer.
Right.
And that's part of doing the work is like what you're saying. You show up, right? What's next? Do the work. What's next? Fill the gaps.
Right.
That's the next part. And you have to, again, show up to learn, show up open, show up to do some fucking hard research, man. Like, I will tell you, Google is a bad motherfucker, because if you know how to utilize that bitch, in under 3 minutes, you're on the road to solution time.
Right, exactly. Between Google and YouTube, you can pretty much figure out anything you need to do, but you do have to sift through what the junk is, where the rest of this just fluff and filler is coming from.
You're going to have some unboxing video that's going to get in the way. Right. It's fine. I didn't want to see what it looked like when you took it out. I want to see how to plug the bitch in and use it. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so then, so let's say I do that, right? I've shown up. What's next? Yeah. Do the work. What's next? Fill the gaps. What's next? You're never going to guess.
Is it something to do with more work?
Do more fucking work. And, you know, as we were talking about this before we actually sat down to record, like I said, you know, I would reference the business a little bit here because, and it's like anything else, right? You show up in a relationship, you show up in business, but I'm going to use the business example and we can spur off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I showed up and started to learn, okay, is this speaking coaching thing really something I want to do?
Right.
Sure. I did a lot of experimentation, did a lot of like showing up authentically. That's another big part. You can't show up as a fucking phony.
Right.
And then I proceeded to do the fucking work.
Right.
And I was able to identify a lot of gaps very quickly, even in what I was being told, and started to fill those gaps on my own. And then that first little taste of like, oh shit, I'm actually going to make some money doing this.
Right.
Right. The first success happens. What's next? More.
More.
More is what's next.
Right. More work.
and so I did more work to get more business and more and more and more and more. And it grows and grows and grows. And that is what you want in all the things you're doing.
Right.
So relationship, right?
Yes.
Show up.
Right. You show up. You start doing a little bit of the work.
Yes.
You start leaving notes on their car because you know they're at work. You start sending texts because you know that whatever is going to be a long day. You start inviting them to, you know, hey, on your lunch break, why don't you come have lunch with me real quick? You know what? After work, come to the house. And then it's, you know, meet my family. Then it's, let's plan something together, anything, you know, a holiday or whatever, you know, and it keeps building. It continues to build. And I think one of the other things about doing the work and doing more work is you also find yourself in this position of now you have a responsibility to teach the people who are just coming into the space that you're in.
Sure.
So if it's relationship and you have a friend that is in the beginning stages of a relationship and you've progressed to now you're engaged or you're newly married, like there you have gained some knowledge, you have seen some pitfalls, you have experienced some, you know, highs and lows, and you can advise someone on if this happens.
Unless you're a shitbag, then don't.
Right. Right. Unless you're bad.
Unless your relationship sucks.
Keep it to yourself. Right?
But you know, and then it's all about what do you want, right? And not from a selfish perspective, but what do you want to see more of, right? So like in the business, I want more success. I want to reach more people. I want to help more people.
Right.
So then I do more work to reach those people so I can get in front of those audiences and have those breakthroughs in our relationship, right? Work is sometimes a hard conversation to even identify the gaps, right?
Yes.
And then what do? You work on filling the gaps, right? As appropriate. Or you say, well, we're not filling that one. We're going to have to, you know, throw dirt in it, right? There's not going to be anything good in there. It's just going to be dirt. We're going to have to walk across it every day.
Right.
Whatever it is, but you keep doing the work because you want more of the good stuff in the relationship.
Yes.
And it's counterintuitive, which is unfortunate because it didn't used to be, but now it's counterintuitive to have to continually work on something. You hear this thrown around all the time. If you just show up, eventually, see what organically happens. You know what organically happens?
Right.
This is true on the planet. Do you want to know what organically happens?
What?
Decay.
Right. It dies.
Decay organically happens.
Right.
That is one thing we can all point at in the world of nature.
Yes.
Decay will 100% happen.
Yes.
Life may not always happen. Growth may not always happen. But decay will always organically happen. So if you want to sit around and show up and see what organically happens, you're looking for decay.
Yes. Right. If you're just going to be a bump on a log, moss is going to cover you and you're going to rot underneath.
Right.
That is just what happens.
You have to do work. You have to cultivate whatever this thing is. All the fucking time to make it the best you want it to be.
Right. You have to keep moving. You have to keep learning. You have to keep growing and you have to keep sharing. And then, the process starts over.
Right.
You know, with every little thing that you want to do or every little thing that you learn, you're starting from the top again. And it's just finding the way to marry up all the things that you already know about a topic and bring in the new things so that it stays fresh. So that it stays not being stagnant.
It reminds me, like when I was a kid, our school went to an apple orchard, right? And I'm sure yours did too. If you didn't go to an apple orchard in the fall, like what kind of school are you going to? At least one time you got to go to the orchard, right? And we went, and I remember this particular orchard is local here. It may still be there. I would imagine it is, but they had their first tree they planted.
Aww.
And then they had this massive fucking orchard. And what was interesting is like, now there's all these different varieties, right? And you know, the original tree has got this whole line of the same kind of apple tree behind it, but the ones in the back are fucking banging, right? They've got giant fucking apples. And that's the point. So along the way, they perfected, they refined, they pruned where they needed to, they replanted new stuff and then grew that. And that's all we're talking. It never fucking ends.
Right.
If you want more and it to be better,
you
have to keep doing the fucking work.
Right. Even for the people that you look at and it looks like they're just on autopilot. They just open their mouth, gold falls out, people give them money, and it starts over again.
Sure.
That it may appear that way, but that is because they are well practiced. Yes. They have tried and tried and tried 100 million different things. They have continued to show up at all stages. They have continued to do the work and then do more work. And then to perfect the work that they're doing, they teach other people how to do the work that they do. Right.
You know? I mean, it's crazy.
But that really, if you look around, it's like that is supposed to be the model of how the world works. I mean, that is why there are mentors. That is why there are teachers. That's, you know, the school system. That's what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be people that showed up, that gained the knowledge, were willing to put the work in, and now they're going to impart the knowledge to the kids. It's the same thing in, you know, in religion.
Right.
There's someone who has, you know, become very knowledgeable about the topic. And, right.
Insert. I roll.
Right. Well, it's same thing with the school system.
Sure.
You know, it all gets wonky because we're, you know, human and everyone has opinions and, you know, all these different things. But the model.
But yes, what you're saying is it's the fourth part in the model, right? It's show up.
Right.
Do the work. Do more fucking work.
Right.
And then mentor.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and that is because you want to cultivate the space that you've created, the space that you're a part of, no matter what it is. Right.
So like, and that's the part that people are, I think, they confuse the organically happen.
Right.
Now, it doesn't just happen.
No.
It's because you've worked really hard.
And lots of intentionality.
And then there's also the desire to, you know, continue feeding what you've built and make it bigger. And you can't do that if you just want to be the lone wolf on the mountaintop.
You know, we've used business example. You've touched on relationship, but I'll say one more relationship is example is like we have been together a long fucking time.
Yes.
Right. And we have done a lot of work and continue to show up and do more work and more work and more work. And now we're in a position where our oldest has been with his longtime girlfriend. You know, she's my bonus daughter.
That's right.
With an invisible box. and we love her.
Yes.
And what's fun is now we get to do that last step in the process.
Right.
And that the mentor part, guess what? It's still fucking work. Right.
Yes, right.
It means staying up late and having long conversations with the two of them so they can just pick our brains of, you know, being together for 27 years and what that looks like and how that feels, because their trajectory is going to be very similar if they, since they're going to make it happen. Right.
Right.
And it's rewarding, but it's different work, and you've got to show up. You've got to show up. You've got to put in the effort and able to do that mentorship step effectively.
Yes. Yep.
It never ends.
It never ends. It just keeps going, and it is in all things. It's, you know, it's in parenting. You're doing the work of changing all the diapers. Then you're doing the work of potty training. Then you're doing the work of, you know, getting them to do their laundry on their own. Doing the work of showing them how to be responsible to, you know, showing up for their job.
And then 20 to 30 years later, they're calling you, hey, how did you do potty training?
Right. Exactly.
And that's the mentor stuff. It never ends.
Yeah. It just keeps going.
And so that's the thing. Like, if you want to become razor fucking sharp in whatever it is you endeavor to be good at, then you have to show up. What's next? You do the work. What's next? You do more fucking work. You fill the gaps. You figure out where the pitfalls are. You perfect and refine. Never perfect, refine. Okay? And then you pass that knowledge on. You mentor people to be able to cultivate the space that you've created and make it bigger. And that's the thing. Like, last thing I'll say about it, but I say this to clients all the fucking time. I say it in workshops, and I've said it on this show and my show, is like, they're all equally important steps.
Yes.
They all take an extreme amount of intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
But the ripples that will go through the cosmos because of the fucking fourth and final step of what's next, and that's mentor, are massive.
Yes.
Are massive.
Right.
Because you don't know how many thousands of people are going to be impacted by how you empower the next generation of people.
Right. And it may be unknowingly. You may be sitting there going, well, I'm not.
Right.
I'm not doing that. That's not my goal. But you are connected to hundreds of people, whether you like it or not, because, you know, you're in charge of whatever team. So all those people, all their spouses, all their children, they all hear people in their life talk about you and how the day was and how you handled the situation. And that affects people.
But even void of you know, a direct line connect or social media, the world is watching.
Yes.
And someone somewhere saw you do that thing.
Right.
And they've told the story about it.
Right.
And you will never know. You'll never know the lives you touch because you did that one thing rather than the other thing.
Right.
And that's because you showed up, you put work into being there, it was intentional, and you were not being a shitbag on the planet.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that'll do it.
So that's what's next.
That's right. More work.
More work. We hope you dug it. We hope you took something away from it, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.